Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We have a lot of people that have been tapping in because of us talking about the aftermath of Ian and the fact that just because we were spared a direct hit doesn't mean that our entire community was spared, because we have some people who are still going through it with as far as like no power. There's water damage and rising tides as far as the rivers are concerned, like in the Peace River. And I mean, we're well above their like flood stages. So that fallout is just really, really just being seen here. There are line workers that are all over Tropicana Field that are being dispatched out there now. So the normalcy might be back because your Starbucks might be open. But there are a lot of people who are still struggling out here without it. I mean, says I live in Polk County and we have been without power since 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And still have no power this morning. That's heartbreaking right there. I mean, you know, it makes any inconvenience that you feel you might have seem minimal.
And our neighbors to the south of us, because we're in Pinellas, Sarasota County, about 67% of customers don't have power. These are figures as of yesterday. And just about half of Manatee County was without power as of yesterday's calculations. And statewide, about 1.1 million customers were without power, but they had restored about 600,000.
Wow.
That's incredible.
As of 8:30 a.m. yesterday, so that figure is probably a lot higher.
That's progress right there. This says Port Charlotte and Northport are just as bad. People lost lives and homes from what you're seeing. This is out of the 941. It says there are some people that are still underwater here. We are all suffering here. This is really why we have been talking so heavily, and we'll be talking with Tiffany from the American Red Cross. That she's headed down to Fort Myers right now to try and help lead the efforts that are down
there. There's so much that they need right now.
And so and we know that because not only do we see it on the news, but we have a working relationship with Naples and Fort Myers. Our corporate structure is down in Naples. And so we've been really ahead of it on this radiothon because it's like, yo, it's affecting these people, like their families and communities directly. You know, Babs is on the radio every day still in Fort Myers. That's where she worked for years before coming here with us.
Right.
And so we've been getting it direct. Like, their station is like, man, we don't know when we're coming off of news coverage because we have lives that have been lost here that are just being found.
Yeah. There are over 21,000 workers that were deployed from over 30 states here in Florida. They are being strategically placed at, like, the hardest hit areas. But all of them, all they're trying to do is restore the lights and the power.
It's a hard job.
It's a very hard job.
Just because you don't necessarily see them maybe outside your house if you don't have power or anything like that doesn't mean they're not working their butts off trying to make sure that we all have electricity.
Is that what it is? Wait, hold on. Wait, you want me to do what? To do a favor for what?
I need y'all to blast Manatee County. They're turning on our traffic lights down here, but they're not giving us any power.
So you want us to blast Manatee? But they got to be working on that, man. I mean, how long has it been out? Since Wednesday?
There's no line drivers. There are no linemen nowhere. We're riding around, and they're not giving us nothing.
Hopefully, what you're not seeing is that they're working on the line, but maybe not in that area. But trust me, I've seen a million trucks outside of being dispatched outside of Tropicana Field. So if there's a need in Manatee, let me give you this number too.
All right, let me get my other phone out real quick.
For Manatee County, it's 941. 749-3547. So thank if you, man. If this, that's specifically for Manatee.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day too, man.
Hey, you too, man. Hopefully help gets to you fast, because I know people been out and you've been in the dark since Wednesday, so I hope you get some help, okay?
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right.
It can be a struggle going through that, you know, not having electricity, or even if your water is off, we totally get it, very inconvenienced at that same time. But imagine what could have been, what other people are going through. So they're trying to turn on everything as fast as they can, but it could have been way worse.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, our inconveniences are nothing compared to what everybody is going through right. in the egregious areas, not just in Southwest Florida. I mean, because we know the lives lost and saw all of that played out. But there are people who are still struggling here. There are people who have medications and things, that are apparatuses mm-hmm. that they use and stuff like that that depend on having electricity. I know I have friends that have been like, we haven't been able to get back to work because we don't have any power. So we've been going over to family members' houses and recharging and stuff before we come back home. They have water, but they don't have, any of the other luxuries. But you're still here.
Yes.
You're still alive. You didn't lose everything. Like, I watched family members with water pouring into their, like, living rooms.
Right.
And you see all of their stuff just floating away. And it's like, you lost a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
These people lost an entire life. So it's a little bit different. But I will say, I mean, like, yesterday, and this is way down the spectrum. Like, I don't have cable because our cable got blown out that night from the storm.
Yeah.
And it damaged, like, all, I guess, something big because, like, there's an outage in our area. So last night I for the first time, which, again, is painfully compared to anything, painfully less than we were comparing with the other one. But for the first time, I watched the NFL because I didn't have my TV, so I had to watch it on the phone.
On the phone, yes.
Because they do the Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
And I got to tell you. I know the new techies, everybody's like, you know, cell phone is the new TV. I hated it.
You hate watching it on your cell phone.
I hated it. I did. And again, it wasn't a struggle, but yeah. I watched the game. But I hate, because the game is on at your house. Mm-hmm. And I know all of the new techie folks are like, nah, you can take it from your phone and throw it up on the screen.
Yeah,
and
blah, that's what
blah,
I was going to say.
Yeah, I know, because you're one of them techies.
Yeah.
You know, but.
It's one button.
But if you have, first of all, if you have your phone, and then somebody's texting you like your fantasy football league is talking trash through the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you pick up your phone and now you got to cut off the game to answer them on text.
I know.
And it's like it really messes with you because now you're not watching the game no more because now you're talking back and forth and you're missing the game. It's not the same. I know everybody says it's the same.
Well,
but it's not
the same feeling. This is my hubby's life, by the way, because we'd be watching Cocomelon or the Minions or something like that. And instead of switching over to the game, which is on, let's say, at 7 or 8 o'clock, guess what stays
on
the big screen?
The phone?
Every single day, baseball, all that stuff until I go to sleep.
It doesn't feel good to me because every other app knocks it out, and so then you just unplug from the game. The game is billowing through your big system.
I know,
with your
so much better
thing. It's like, and you're texting your friends and watching it. Like, man, you seeing this?
Yeah,
it's a much different feel than doing it on. I know I sound like an old head, but I sat there on my balcony,
yeah,
like I'm watching it on the phone, and I'm just like, this is not.
You need a tablet or like an iPad at your house so you can at least have another option.
Totally hating. I knew as soon as I said it, Dobby was gonna be like, nah, dog, because I do this all the time with a fish stick or what is the thing that you plug in?
A fire stick.
Yeah, your fire stick.
And then you can cast it on the TV.
It's one button.
But then if you like
text. But then it's there.
But if I text you in the middle of the game and now you got to pick up the phone to answer, now that affects the screen.
Well, he had no power though. Could you not use the TV at all?
He didn't have cable.
I don't have cable.
So yeah, you could have cast it.
And I have no Wi-Fi. I don't have Wi-Fi with the cable, so I don't think you can cast it without Wi-Fi.
I'm pretty sure you can. It's just a little thing on your phone that you, and it goes right up on your.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think you gotta have Wi-Fi.
I mean, honestly, like I told you, I'll be an old head all day because I like it on the wall.
If you had enough service to be able to watch it on your phone, you had enough service to be able to watch it on the TV. Just cast it on there.
Still not sexy though. Still not.
It's the same thing.
I'm totally hating on it.
But just to keep things in perspective, we got a text out the 941. Serena Martinez says, "I am in Northport off of Cranberry Boulevard. We are still flooded in. We have no power, no water, nothing since Wednesday. I'm messaging you from my car. Me and my three adult kids are here. Oh. A tree hit our roof. Water is leaking. Backyard trees are gone."
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
This is exactly why Tiffany is going to join us from the Red Cross, because I want everybody out there who didn't go through what she's facing right now to listen to what she has to say. We're going to have her on the other side of the break. And then you guys do what you do. I mean, you still got another 60 seconds to get the word success in at text 45911 on the Wild app or wild941.com. So that contest is not over until 8:15. You have another 53 seconds to get that in. So get the word success in. We'll come back and we'll talk to Tiffany from Red Cross and see how we can all help, okay? We told you we were going to get Tiffany Gonzalez on, who's with the Red Cross, and they are actually headed into the Fort Myers, Lee County, Charlotte County area with help. Tiffany, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on. How are you guys?
We're great, and we're lucky. People have been writing us from around the country just to check in because all they saw was Tampa and didn't really know these offshoot areas of Bonita Springs and of Fort Myers Beach and everywhere that was affected. And I just been telling people we're safe and dry, but realistically, there's so many people who are in our listening area and to the south of us who are going through it. And you guys are again, like Davi said, the help that they see coming, they realize that help is on the way when they see that Red Cross.
Yeah, you know, Hurricane Ian, it really took us by, you know, with devastation, and we're here to help that Fort Myers area. So we are on the way, like you said, we're actually heading up to really see the communities impacted and work with our community partners and the local officials to get them the help that they need.
Now, you guys immediately set up volunteers and shelters and a boatload of supplies that went in to the areas immediately when this happened. So, I mean, Red Cross was boots on the ground, and I wanted to point to that because, you know, I don't know if these things make it to you guys, but out here in these streets, mm-hmm. people be talking noise about y'all. Like, listen, they are out here saying, you know, I'd rather give to this person outside the gas station because this is direct here as opposed to the Red Cross, because that's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
National, but when you guys are boots on the ground immediately, that's where this money comes from and allows you to do that, correct?
You are so right. And, you know, this is what we work for all year round. We're prepping for this moment way in advance. We start working with our emergency management teams. We're working with our volunteers, getting them trained and ready and pre-positioning supplies. So that way we're ready to go as soon as the communities need us.
And if you put it in a layman's way, the same way we hit up the Publix real heavy to go get water and stuff like that, you guys are galvanizing support, getting ready, not knowing where the eye is going to hit either, but knowing that you're sitting in queue ready to go because of the funds that are donated. Now, specifically, as I can't say the word specific this morning, specifically, if people go on our websites and our apps and donate through that portal keeps the donation dollars in Southwest Florida that affect the people that are listening this mm-hmm. morning and waiting for help.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I love that, and I love the fact that you guys are so fluid. I just want to make sure that if everybody out there, this is just a thing that's been in my head. I feel that if you've shared it on social media, because all of us have shared the video of TikToks and people with the flowing water and just showing people what kind of plight that they're going through in South Florida, Southwest Florida right now. So I feel if you've shared it and you've been spared, mm-hmm. like you got all this stuff that's just sitting out here, there's just you're loving life, then that means that you should be able to share $10.
Easily.
And not just for each share. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying $10 as like a fee just for sharing their plight. And if you've been bounced around a little bit but you haven't lost your house, $10 is nothing. You could text Red Cross to 90999 and a $10 donation goes, and then you feel like, you know, you at least have some skin in the game for these people who are needing.
Tiffany, yes. When you guys touch down to Fort Myers or the specific destination that you're headed to right now, what are the first couple things you're going to do when you guys get there? What's on the to-do list?
It's a long to-do list, but the first thing is going to be identifying those most vulnerable communities. We really are working with those local officials and our community partners to see who was hardest hit and see exactly what they need. things as food, water. We're having emergency response vehicles come in and really just getting them their basic human needs.
I mean, that's a big deal. You feel like, you know, the things that we have that we don't really look at as blessings, mm-hmm. just the natural things are the things that they need. I mean,
right.
Water,
exactly.
Dry clothes,
food.
I mean, you know, food and sustenance. So those things are medications.
Right.
Those
right.
things are really, like, important.
What about anybody that wants to volunteer at the same time? I'm sure you could use some services as well.
Yes, we can. So if anyone is interested in volunteer, they can go to redcross.org/volunteer. And those are the positions that we have available and be able to sign up and get that expedited process so that way they can get here and help us.
It is redcross.org/donate. We're on with Tiffany Gonzalez. She's with the Red Cross. They're actually en route to head down there now. And honestly, I just applaud your efforts. And like we said, that red cross on the hat means a lot when mm-hmm. people are going through that plight. At least they know that help is on the way. And they also know that, you know, people are caring about them. So please, if you have your family safe and dry, then I would think that texting Red Cross to 90999 or going on our Wild app or going on wild941.com, that portal, that donation of $10 will go directly to the people affected here in Southwest Florida. So thank you so much, Tiffany. We appreciate it and appreciate your efforts.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's
yeah,
that's
they're
very
driving
important
there now.
Right there. I mean, I can't say it enough because I feel like it feels guilty when, you know, I mean, we were talking about the Tocobaga tribe.
Yes.
And yesterday I was learning about them and I was just sitting there like, there's no way that, like, they were talking about gentrification and they were talking about the fact that these burial grounds and stuff like that, some of it isn't treated, you know, the same way. And I'm like, you realize if that is a thing, mm-hmm. I've been here 24 years.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a direct hit. And I'm like, you know, so when it doesn't hit us, or when they say, man, this is coming at Tampa, and then it takes a shoot over to Orlando, or it takes a shoot down south.
Right.
And you're like, you feel almost guilty.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, like, I got to text something. It's like, because, I mean, I bought all this stuff, and now I'm just sitting here with, like, Babs bought a bunch of stuff, and it didn't hit direct, and she gave all her stuff away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because at the hotel that they were at, it was a lot of elderly people in there, and so she ended up giving away her stuff. And so I'm thinking in that donation realm is the same way. You do it through these portals. You know it's going to Southwest Florida. It's people who are in listening and charging in their cars, listening to us now, who are like, yes, we do need help. So mm-hmm. that's a big move right there. I think texting Red Cross to 90999 or doing it on the app and making that $10 donation is the least that each one of us can do.
Yeah, exactly. And think of it as just your lunch that you usually spend today, you know, cup of coffee, whatever it is. $10 goes a long way.
Yeah.
And like we were saying earlier, 90% of the people in the Red Cross are volunteers. They're putting their lives, their families, their own house, whatever peril that might be in, their jobs, all of that is on hold to take this commute to just see what they come across, see how they can help, just to be there, boots on the ground, and support.
Yeah. I mean, it means a lot, and I'm glad that we got a chance to say that to them, because when people do kind of talk about the national scope of Red Cross, it's like you have to realize when stuff happens, if they can't, like you said earlier, they can't take it off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, they don't just say, all right, this one, we're going to sit this one out.
Right.
Like, somebody is always heading there, probably ahead of most other places. You mm-hmm. see that Red Cross first.
Yeah.
And that's because of, you know, donation drives like this where people are like, man, we were spared. And guess what? We got to give something.
Those are the people that when everybody is evacuating and you see nothing but like one or two cars going the other way, yeah. those are
that's
those one
them.
Or two cars.
That's them. Exactly. So, yeah. All right. If you want to help, again, I'm only talking to the people who are spared and who feel like, hey, man, I have something to offer. Redcross.org/donate, or you can text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999. We got texts coming in, 888-429-0941. It says, out of the 863, can I get the text number again? Was driving and couldn't write it down. Thank you. I am the same. I feel super guilty. And I'm not trying to guilt anybody into giving. What I'm just saying is that at some point, when things keep saying, man, it's going to be real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we get prepared for that, and then we are spared.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it could be the some people say it's science because the hurricanes like warm water. and the springs and rivers. That's where I got texted yesterday. They're like, it's not the Tocobaga tribe. It's science. And that's why we keep getting spared, because our water isn't warm enough because of the offshoots of all the rivers and springs. It's like, so it's not us being spared. It's actually science. And I was like, okay, Bill Nye, I don't know science like that. And I also don't know Native American tribute, you know, kind of like traditions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm asking the question. But whatever it is that spares us, you do feel like, wow, while I can get up and walk out on my lawn,
yeah,
and I can get out and look at my boat back, or I can walk into my kids' room and see all their toys in place, there are people out there who still have things that are floating around in their living rooms.
For sure.
And so I'm saying that while you're looking at that blessing, maybe $10 is sitting there that you would have had to spend to go get more rations or get gas for the generator or anything that you've had to do that you don't have to do.
Right.
Then you could throw that in.
Absolutely.
It feels like that's right. It doesn't feel like I'm guilting you. It feels like I'm just sharing my perspective on it. And that's why I donated quick, because I'm like, yo, they're working. They're driving towards it. I'm here talking on the radio.
Right. Give what you can.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. Somebody says, I did donate to the Red Cross $50. I'm also with the Florida Guardian Angels. And we will be headed out to Fort Myers to help with disaster relief. That's incredible, too.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Out of the 727, it says it's the tribe. I mean, can we?
What is the history of this? I hear people talking about this. I just don't know.
I've heard people bring this up for over a decade.
I asked the question yesterday when you guys weren't here, because I'm like, listen, first of all, I don't have nobody to talk to in here, so y'all got to talk to me. So people started calling up, and I said, can y'all explain this to me? I've always heard about it and couldn't even say it right yesterday, but it's the Tocobaga tribe.
Tocobaga.
And they basically had this, they occupied this land, and they put a blessing on the land, as far as one of the tribe members called and kind of put me on the game.
Okay.
And said that this blessing was just, you know, a kind of like, this is our land, please protect us from
weather.
Just protect us.
Okay.
It was a protection kind of like, you know, promise or whatever. And now that the burial grounds are strewn about and everything, they feel that this whole connectivity of that has kept this in place.
Safe.
Now, what she did explain was that, you know, the bastardization of those burial grounds and stuff like that, and people just building on top of it, because it wasn't like they owned the land. It's not like the Seminole Reservation and stuff like that. These were people who occupied this land and maybe didn't have paperwork, but this was their land.
Right. This is where they lived.
And then when it got taken and people started building on top of them, they're like, yo, that's a karma thing that can take away this protection.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, at some point, it's going to be like, the spirit's going to be like, you know what, you've desecrated our space.
You took it from us, we're going to take it from you.
And so, again, when we get that hit, it could be because of that. Now, I know it sounds like tomfoolery for some folks, sounds like a whole bunch of witchcraft, whatever.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the proof is in the pudding.
That's what I've been hearing.
It's been 20-something years I've been here, and we ain't got no hit.
I know.
And everybody who's smart in meteorology is like, it's coming directly for Tampa.
And then it turned.
What happened? It was coming to Tampa, and it turned.
Uh-huh.
Listen, they need a parade.
So they,
we got gasparillas and guava weens. We need to get them a Tocobaga parade and give it back to the spirits.
I'm
and
down
say,
for
look
it.
Here, we love
if
it.
If anybody's going to add a parade, it's going to be Tampa.
Their territory was essentially what is now present-day Tampa and Northern Pinellas County.
Oh,
so essentially
wow.
Where we're at right
Tocobaga
now.
It's Tocobaga tribe land.
Yeah. My question is,
here
though.
Don't mess it up, Dobby.
Don't mess it up.
You can ask a question.
Dobby about to start poking.
You know what? I won't even ask.
No,
I know
you're going to do it.
Okay, here's my question.
There
have been over...
I apologize for what he getting ready to say, because I just see his brain work.
And I'm not trying to discredit it. I'm just asking a question.
Sure.
There have been over 55,000 Native American tribes in Florida.
Mm.
55,000. What is it about this one specifically? Because I'm sure they all blessed the land. I'm sure they all had similar rituals and customs.
Prayers, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just questioning what it is about this one specifically that they have all this almighty power and blessings.
You know what? I don't know.
I thought you were totally okay, right.
Honest enough.
Yeah, I thought he was going to answer you.
I like that answer.
I was waiting for it.
I don't know. I just learned how to say it yesterday.
Okay.
So I don't know. But I, whatever it is,
I accept that.
It's awesome. Like, I mean, because I can't explain it. Somebody asked me last night on text. They're like, please, can you explain it to me? I'm like, no, I can't. I can't explain it. But if it's working, I don't want it to stop.
And we appreciate it.
And I mean, and I did say, once we don't get ready for a storm, that's probably when it's going to go left. Like, right. All of us getting ready. Because think about it. If we're like, you know what? The blessings got us. You know, meteorologists say it's coming towards us, but we ain't going to get no water.
Oh,
we're not going to hunker down. You know, it's going to shift because that's what it do.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't always happen that way. And I guarantee you, if you start thumbing your nose at it like that, that'll help the spirits take it away, too.
Right.
Was that thumbing the nose?
Yeah, I think
that was just questioning.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm saying if we decide not to prepare.
Oh, gotcha.
If we decide, we should always prepare.
Absolutely.
And when it doesn't happen, you think. You know, and I ain't saying be anti, like, sacrilegious, because they say, like, don't know foreign gods and stuff. Like, church folks don't like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They like, because it feel like you bigging up a god that ain't, you know, absolutely.
We're
praise the Lord. Praise
history.
The Lord for saving your house.
It's history at
but
the same
time.
But
if these Native Americans did bless the land and we getting the benefit of it, why you
like
should
it.
Be able to give them a parade.
For sure.
I ain't saying build a gold statue or nothing. Maybe. It depends on how safe you want your house.
We're going to take out that Columbus
You want your fence to blow down or not?
Yeah.
You want your fence to blow down? You want Bayshore? Y'all want to make sure everything stay good?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, beautiful Bayshore, right?
Beautiful Bayshore. Put a beautiful Tokabega tribe mural.
It wouldn't hurt.
Wouldn't hurt nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm dead serious. You got guava. Don't nobody know what guavaween is.
No, we don't.
No.
Around the country, they ain't saying, you know, they celebrate guavaween in Tampa. That's something we made up.
It is.
So you could do a Tokabega Tuesday. You can do that. Why not?
I like
I'm
it.
I'm damn sure down with that. Tell me you ain't. Right. Listen, 888-429-0941. Tokabega Tuesday, you can register by donating to the redcross.org. /donate. You can do that. Or you can text Red Cross to 90999 and make a $10 donation. Let's go.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.